In the world of higher education, where I spend most of my waking hours, professors often evaluate students' written work and they say, if it's one book, it's plagiarism, and if it's two books, it's research. I will unabashedly engage in plagiarism this morning by taking the title of a friend's book as the framework for my homily. The book is entitled Just Water, written by Dr. Christiana Peppard, who with her husband Michael teaches at Fordham University in New York. Her specialty is theology, science, and ethics, so it's no surprise that the subtitle of the book is Theology, Ethics, and the Global Water Crisis. Let's take them in turn, especially in light of the catechumens coming into the church at Easter, at their coming baptism, and what we heard today about water in the gospel. Number one, theology. In effect, what I want to say is that in the Bible and in the Catholic tradition, it is never just about water. Think about it. The book of Genesis, the very first words of Genesis, there's chaos and the Spirit of God hovers over the water, but what God does is to order the water and take what was chaos and to put it into order and proper disposition. Creation, recreation, is done by God who orders the chaos of our lives. And figuratively, that was done in Genesis. Chaos to order, not just about the water. Think about Exodus. Think about the fact that Israel will be led through a Red Sea with water on the left and water on the right. And they'll pass through. Why? Because they were oppressed in bondage. And they were freed and given a new life. Bondage, freedom, not just about the water. Or today's gospel, several things going on about water. First is geography. St. John tells us that Samaritans have nothing to do with the Jews. We know that. That's why the parable of the Good Samaritan is so good in Luke, because everybody else walks by, but the Samaritan shows mercy. Not just about the water. What Jesus did today in the dialogue was to break social custom. The one we call the just one has come to give us a new justice, so that geography no longer separates and gender no longer separates. Samaritan woman, Jewish rabbi, not just about the water. Think about our need for water. Issues of hydration and nutrition are not just end-of-life issues, they are right-to-life issues. Water is the only element except air without which we cannot live. And that's why all the fuss about water in today's gospel and all the fuss about water as you and I go to the gym and see plentiful bottles of all kinds of water. I think we spend our infancy getting off the bottle and our adulthood going back on the bottle or certain bottles. Life-giving property is what's going on in today's gospel, and life-giving property of water is given to the woman. Gift. It's not just about the water, it's about faith. So, in the Bible, it's chaos to order, oppression to freedom, previous behaviors to a new justice, not just about the water. Ethics, number two. Ethics means the principles that we should live by. In Pope Francis' encyclical, he reminds us of the problems with water pollution and air pollution because of our misuse of it and the devastation caused by multinational corporations. Tainted water supply, I sometimes take a walk in Manhattan, and I'm very, very sorry to see that fairly often, people working in large apartment buildings in the mornings hose down the already clean sidewalks with fresh water and don't think a thing about it. An example, the Oscars, how's that being topical? Matt Damon is nominated for The Martian. Now, Matt Damon began with Good Will Hunting and needed water with his buddy Ben Affleck to wash a floor. But on Mars, he was in trouble, and there was no water. His science background helped him get water out of fossil fuels, can you imagine? But if tonight during the Oscars you Google Matt Damon's name, you will see that Matt Damon's charity is called water.org because he knows the pollution and he knows the need for hygiene and he knows the need for water. I wonder sometimes if we glibly misuse water ourselves and don't think about it. It may well be that a Hollywood actor reminds us that one of our charities ought to be to save the children, to give water. So Michigan, not the only place with not potable water. It took how long for that scandal to be uncovered? It took months and months. Everyone knew about it. But somehow, the voiceless had no voice. Sometimes we need to be the voice of the voiceless and change minds in this city. Third is the global water crisis. A study was released this week that 4 billion people are affected annually by the water crisis. 4 billion out of 7 billion on this planet. Revealed that Ethiopia has one of the worst water crises it's had forever. But where is the Ethiopia news item? It's nowhere near what's going on in the news these days, which is in the gutter, of course. But who's talking about people dying in Ethiopia of starvation and no water? And if you Google Ethiopia, you can find 2 places to donate. But of course, it's not just about water. It's a power issue. Who controls the water? And I wonder sometimes if the Middle East is not plagued with water issues much more than political issues, or that water is a political issue, and not just in the Middle East. If you go back and find the movie Chinatown, it's not just about an awful family issue, it's about who controls the water in Oscarland tonight. Water is about life. Baptism is about eternal life. Why do we use water to baptize? It's the only element except air without which we cannot live. And so baptism is used to give us eternal life. And that's why baptism matters. And every time you and I walk into this church and sign ourselves with water, we then come in here to renew baptism at this altar, to one more time receive the gift of the salvation of God. Chaos into order, bondage into freedom, old mores to new social patterns, an unspeakable gift of God at this altar, given us in image in the Samaritan woman. The book is titled Just Water. Simple enough, even benign, but the issue was far more simple. It is never just about water. It's about the gift of God.